everyone. This is Combis. It's been a while, right? I haven't recorded, I think, for 2 weeks or more, maybe more. I don't know. I can't remember exactly. Yes, of course, I recorded in Discussion Challenge and, of course, POV, but I haven't recorded anything. And listen, because I was out of topics, okay, so fine. I'm not going to make any excuse about this, okay, so I'm going to just talk, because I'm here to give you some tips. Today is a day for tips. Tips on how to improve your speaking ability in the language, any language, but specifically in English. How you can improve your speaking in English by these tips that I've learned myself, and I'm going to teach you that. But before that, I have several things that I want to ask you. And I actually wrote them down there on my notebook. So sometimes I look there and get the points because I don't want to miss anything and suddenly come back and record it. This is going to be crazy. So yeah, I have some points there that I wrote there. So sometimes I look there and, you know, remember some of the points, and then I discuss about them. So, okay, the first question I want to ask you is that, why we should speak the language? Why? Because this topic is about speaking. And I know lots of people, they want to actually learn the language, but they don't speak much. Okay, so they come sometimes and ask, how can I improve my speaking? Should I retell story? Should I actually participate in Lester Challenge or POV? Or I'm afraid of making mistakes. I'm weak, and, you know, lots of excuses. And they're afraid to speak the language. But I'm here to tell you, you must speak the language and you must overcome those challenges if you want to learn the language. Because there is no other way. You know, if you want to improve actually your speaking, you must speak it. There's no other way. So if you don't speak it, read books. You can read as much as you like. You can listen to lots of, you know, audiobooks, podcasts, and different things. And you can write a lot, but you can speak. I guarantee that. If you waste most of your time doing these things, I'm telling you, you're wasting your time. A huge majority of your time is going to be wasted if you just do those things. Why we should speak the language? This is the question I'm asking you right now. And I'm going to share three most important reasons. The first one, to activate the vocabs that we learned. To activate the vocabs that we've learned. You know, we have different stages in order to learn vocabulary. So we first see a vocabulary from a book, or we hear it from someone, or podcasts, different things. We don't have any idea about what's the meaning of that. So we constantly telling ourselves, okay, I don't know the meaning. So I like to call this actually stage, I don't know. So the first time you see the vocabulary, you say, I don't know. I don't know this one, so let's put it into like. Okay, so this is the first stage. After a while, by reading again and again and repeating again and again and again, you get a familiarity with that vocabulary, right? You say, okay, I know it. I can't remember it exactly, but I have seen it somewhere. Right? You sometimes can actually remember it. Sometimes, but sometimes you can't. So you're at the second stage of learning a vocabulary, which I call, I know it a little bit. Not a lot, a little bit. So this is the second stage. The first one, I don't know. I know it a little bit. The third stage, which is called not active vocabulary or passive vocabulary, which I like to call, I know. I know. The third stage is that you read it. You know the meaning. You hear it. You know the meaning, actually. But you can't use it while you're speaking. You can't use it while you're writing it. So, you know the meaning. but you can use it. Which you must go to next stage in order to use it, which I call folly. I know it, folly. Folly. Completely. The fourth stage, which activates the vocabulary, which is called activating the vocabulary. And in order to do that, you must use the language. Use it or lose it, right? So there's a very common, actually, idiom that usually American uses, and actually they tell this all the time: use it or lose it. So you have a lot of passive vocabularies. If you wanna activate them, you must use it in some ways. So I'm gonna teach you how to use them in this video. So these four stages, you must know them completely. I don't know, I know it a little bit. I know it completely. So these four stages, a vocabulary must go through these stages in order to become active. And how to become it, how we can actually speed it up, and how can we actually boost this process by using the language. And the best way to use it, the meaningful way to use it, is speaking, right? Just speak it and you, boom, make it active. So, the next thing, the next reason that I like to share with you guys is that to make mistakes. When you use the language, when you speak it, you make a lot of mistakes. And here is the difference between we adults and, you know, the kids, the small children. They don't care about mistakes. Actually, after, you know, a couple of hours ago, there were two children in our house. And one of them was a small kid, you know. It was, I think, if I'm not mistaken, he was only 2 years old. So he couldn't speak the language that much. He could just say, Papa, or... I don't know, his father's name was Saeed, so he would call it Saeed. So, you see, people, the father, the mother, we people, don't care if the kid say, if the kid says actually Saeed or Saeed. We don't care. And it doesn't matter. And that's the reason they just make a lot of mistakes in order to learn the vocabulary, right? In order to learn and speak the language. So that's how they improve themselves, right? Their language. But we adults, oh no. Actually, we don't care. We go forward, and when we want to speak, we want a perfect grammar, perfect pronunciation, and a perfect, perfect language. So we don't want to make mistakes. So if you don't make mistakes, you're not overcoming the challenges. And without the challenges, a life without a challenge is not a life at all. And this is true in actually language too. A language without challenge is not even a language. So you must challenge yourself in order to acquire, actually get the language. Okay? So the second reason. So you must make mistakes. If you constantly telling yourself, oh, I'm not good actually, because I make mistakes still. So this is fine. Everyone makes mistakes. So if you just, you know, listen to my recording right now, you can see I have lots of mistakes. But I don't care, you know. You spend about 9 minutes and it's going to be a lot. So I'm telling you, this video is going to be a long one. So if you don't have much time, leave it there and then come back and listen to it. This one is going to help you a lot. If you want to improve your speaking ability, you must listen to this video a lot. So, okay, fine. Yeah, the third reason is a question. The third reason is a question I want to ask you. What is the goal of a language? What is the goal of the language? Why we use the language? Why? And this is a good question, because most people, when you ask why you're learning the language, and they come up with lots of different goals. They don't talk about the specific most important goal. They say, I want to have money. I want to make friends. I want to actually take TOEFL tests or IELTS tests or whatever. There are lots of tests that you should take in order to improve yourself, right? So, GRE, I don't know, whatever, I don't care. So, there are lots of reasons that people, they just go and learn a language. And one of the main reasons that they don't become successful in the language is that they are constantly focusing on the things that doesn't matter at all. If you can't speak the language, you can't get a job. You can't improve your, actually, TOEFL exam grade or whatever. You can't find friends. So what do you need? What must be your main goal? Your main goal must be speaking the language because you want to communicate with people. Right? This is the main goal you must have. This is the goal that you must put it somewhere on your wall and just see it every day. Hey, I want to learn the language because of that, because of communication. I need communication, not anything else. I don't care about job for now. This is a long-term goal. I must be able to speak the language and go to that job interview and show myself, hey, I can speak the language. So, give me the goddamn job. So you see, so the third reason is that communication. You must speak the language, because without speaking, you're like a, you know, some person with disability who can't speak at all. You're like this, and someone is talking to you, hey, what's up? And you're like, because you haven't actually spoken much, right? You can't make mistakes, you can't do anything, you don't have much active vocabulary. Yes, of course, you can say, hello, how are you? And they say, I'm fine. Okay, so, how about you? Everything is cool? Ah, how was your day? And they're like, wow, he's fast, dude. So this is the mistake that usually people have and make. So these three reasons, you must take these three reasons into consideration. And today, from now on, I'm going to teach you how you can improve your speaking ability. And I highly guarantee if you do these things every single day, you will improve a lot. As I said before, repetition is a matter of skills, right? If you have repetition, you will improve. And some people, they come and tell me, okay, if you're repeating the same process again and again and again, that's ridiculous. But it's not. It's not. You can't tell LeBron James, don't shoot that basketball anymore, because you're a great basketballer. This is ridiculous. He will do it every single day. Right? So, we are talking about skills. We are not talking about something. We are talking about skills. Skills, in order you become a master of that skill, you must have a lot of repetition and continuous repetition, not just repetition. It's not like, you know, 100 repetition and that's fine and let's go on. No, there is no such a thing. You must repeat the same process. You reach to the mastery level, you are proficient, competent, but you must repeat again and again in order to keep the language, maintain it, right? So I'm here, I can speak the language, I'm fluent. But still, I teach people, I actually studied language, right? So I go and use my smartphone, Zavanshanas, and of course I'm super in a mode. Actually, I'm super waiting for ZBook and Zoom. So I'm waiting for them because I want to use them. I want to use them a lot in order to improve my language. So this is the thing. Yeah, I can speak the language. Who cares? No one cares. Just, this is for me, right? So I'm here to learn the language. I'm learning the language, and I'm improving myself, and I'm continuing. I'm continuing repeating the same process in order to improve myself and my language. So this is the thing. I'm going to give you these tips. Okay? I'm going to give you these tips. But you must do it again and again and again and again and again and again and again. Until you reach that point. And continue doing it again and again and again and again and again to keep it. So it's not like your Kambi is giving you the keys. So take the keys. This is yours. And everything is going to be cool, baby. No. There is no such a thing, okay? I'm going to give you some tips that worked for me. And actually, it helped me a lot. And I'm giving it to, you know, to the guys that they want to actually improve their language with me. Because I'm not calling myself teacher. Because I'm not a teacher. I'm just a coach. And I like being a coach. Because I can coach people. I can talk to them. And motivate them. That's my job. I don't care about English. I motivate people to acquire the language by themselves, not me. I'm not responsible. I'm 20% of their process. 80% is them. So, enough chit-chat. Let's get into the tips. Are you ready? Let's do it. So, the first thing. As I said, you must speak the language, right? You must speak it. You must use it. But how? How we can speak on this? Tell us. The first thing is that go and find a native speaker. The first and the best one is to interact, to converse with native speakers. But there's no native speakers who wants to talk to me. That's right. Because I've never talked to native speakers. I talk to European guys and different ones. I mostly spend a lot of time teaching people. So that's why I actually acquired the language. Because no one likes to talk to a boy, right? Maybe I have to try and create an account of a girl or something. I have to call myself, hey, hello everyone, this is Leila, or whatever. So maybe someone answer me. But here's the thing, baby. If you want to improve your language, the best person who can teach you is a native speaker. So if your first priority must be native speakers, if they answer you. Because English, unfortunately, is a language that everyone likes to learn, everyone likes to have a native speaker who can teach them. So it's hard to find them, right? Because it's tough to find native speakers, it's tough to converse with them because they don't like to be used, right? I don't like to be used. You know, people come to me, oh, give us tips. And this is getting annoying because you're not getting anything and you're just giving. And people are using you. And this is a bad thing. You know, as I said before, it's all about interacting, right? I give you something, you give me something. So, the first priority must be native speakers. If you find a partner who likes to learn Persian, you can go and converse with them and, you know, interact the languages. You know, he teaches you English, he or she, and you teach them Persian. It's impossible because no one likes to actually learn Persian, so you can use the other one. So the other one cost you a little bit of money, not a little bit, I'm just bullshitting, because we are living in Iran, baby. We are living in Iran. And we are talking about dollar. Yeah? So dollar price is so high, we can't afford it. Right? $1, 8,000 tomans, or maybe more, I don't know.